he is perhaps the most famous name to fight at the Battle of Gettysburg. His leadership on the battlefield has made him immortal, but he would probably have preferred to remain anonymous. Remember, you can hear extended versions of our special Gettysburg series on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. The American Countryside returns after this. All this week, we are remembering the Battle of Gettysburg, which took place 150 years ago. At AmericanCountryside.com, you can find two extended versions of our broadcasts about Gettysburg. It's called The Scenic Route, and you can listen online or download the programs and listen on the road. Plus, there are many more editions of The Scenic Route, features about important people and places, all free to listen or download. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook and get all of our latest updates. Experience America. Log on at AmericanCountryside.com.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
When you think of important people at the Battle of Gettysburg, we often remember a man named Pickett and his ill-fated charge.
He was very flamboyant. He looked at war as a glorious thing, an adventure. Compare him to another real famous American who had that same kind of attitude, George Armstrong Custer, very dashing. They both had long, ringlets of hair, perfumed.
Eric Campbell is a ranger at Gettysburg National Battlefield.
Of the 13,000 men who made that attack on July 3rd, 1863, Pickett only commanded about 5,500, his own division. Not to insult him, he did graduate from West Point, although he wasn't considered brilliant by any means. He graduated dead last in his class.
Campbell says Pickett was certainly brave and was a competent officer. Yet it was very easy for the press to quickly assign his name to the failed mission.
Right before the war ends, unfortunately for him, he made a bad decision. He was attending a shad bake when his division got overrun at a place called Five Forks, and that defeat led to the collapse of Petersburg and then eventually Richmond. And when General Lee found out that Pickett wasn't with his men when he should have been, he removed him from command.
Pickett was bitter that Lee removed him from command. Years later, the two had a chance meeting.
They had a very cold meeting, as it were. And Pickett said to John Mosby, who was a famous Confederate guerrilla leader, something like, that man destroyed my division at Gettysburg. And Mosby hit it right in the head when he replied, yes, but he made you immortal.
He is immortally tied to Gettysburg and the attack that bears his name, Pickett's Charge. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.